N0TR, W2T.
W2T, N0TR. Good afternoon, Rusty.
Hey, Tom. My antenna's out for delivery.
That is quick. I don't know where they come out of, right off hand.
Huntsville, Alabama.
This is N0TR Mobile Sailors. Well, that's awesome, Rusty. And you got a good deal on it. You know, I never thought about it, and you probably don't want it anyways, but I was, let me turn this radio down in the background. I was thinking about a spider beam or whatever they call them, you know, the upside down umbrellas. But I don't know if that'd have been applicable to what you got to do, especially if you're in an HRO.
Well, the only problem with that was is they're over $800. I looked for those. I went looking for that to start with. And once I saw the price on that, I was looking for another option. And because the cheapest price I could find on those was $865. And I looked at three different places. So most of them are not carrying those as a rule. You have to order those from somewhere. But anyway, yeah, I placed the order on the 11th. It was shipped that same day, and it came out. It was being delivered by FedEx, and said, but now the thing says by close of business because they must have had a lot to deliver. But it says it's out for delivery, so, you know, I'm just waiting on them to show up. And I went over and bought some of the wood so I can start doing the woodworking around the ceilings and everything in my building. And I'll get started on that tomorrow. The painting is all done, so, you know, get that done. Then I can get in there and vacuum the floor real good and start laying the floor tile.
Some good weather, Rusty, to do it in. I wonder, I'm just curious. I'm talking without any good sense here now. Can a person put those up on a roof?
Order the tripod that you can, the tripod for them, they have a roof mount, a tripod that you mount on the roof and put it up there. But I don't want anything up that way because I'm not sure how I would guy it up that way because this sucker is 24 feet tall. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to ground mount it. I'm going to get me a steel pipe and drive it into the ground because I've got one of those nice things for driving grounding rods. And I'm going to get me another one of those to put in so I got at least two tied together and do that so that I can have a ground all the way around, ground to the where the electrical came in, ground to for the radio antennas and everything else, and put my grounding bar up and connect the two together. So give myself a pretty solid grounding system. I may put a third bar in the ground behind the building and see where it goes from there, you know.
Are you going to put an 8-foot ground rod on it, Rusty?
Definitely. That's what the guy put in the ground when he ran the power over from my main box in the house over to the building. And I'm going to put two more of those in. I've got one of those, it looks like a small cannon or something that you hold in your hand that you can mount up and down and drive it down in. So I've got something to put it down in with.
Yeah, I knew a fellow that had a ground rod driver. Well, when you mentioned pipe a while ago, I thought you was insinuating he's going to put pipe, and I was going to say, no, no, no. You want to put a ground rod. They used to be solid copper, now they're copper clad, which is fine. They work just as well. Yeah, I'd like to. I got a vertical that's 10 foot tall, and I want to mount it up on the chimney rather than on the carport. And I'm just not able anymore, but, you know, I'm going to do it one way or the other. I got a son-in-law that could do it for me, but I don't know, getting him up here is like pulling teeth. He'd do it, I know, but I hate to put anybody up in the air. I never did, but one time when I was working and I got chewed out for that because I put another guy up there, but I did it all the time, and it was okay without a safety belt at 45 to 65 feet. And I was down with surgery one time, and I sent a young man up there who was real good at heights, and the superintendent said, "They'll put me in handcuffs." Well, that's where he belonged anyways, Rusty, to be honest with you.
I climbed towers myself, and I've worked on the top of a 100-foot tower before, taking an antenna down and then helping put it back up after the guy got it rebooked. Helped you put it up. I've done it on a 75-foot tower. You know, I used to climb those with no problem. As long as I had a safety belt, I could go up there and it didn't bother me. But now the worry becomes if I have an attack on my inner ear, when I'm up there, then that means somebody else, one or two people, have got to come up and get me down. So, you know, that's not something to think about. And I'll have Mr. Smokey Bear stop a person back here. He's got her stopped in the middle of the middle lane of the intersect of the road back there. That turning lane in the middle. Wonder what he got her for. Anyway, W2T Mobile.
Oh, this is in 0TR Mobile. Well, Rusty, they're giving out free tickets to the Policeman's Ball.
Sure, they're still doing that, but it didn't look like one that would want to go there.
Hi, Rusty.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just doing fine. How about you?
I'm fine as frog hair split three ways, as they say.
Oh, here comes a Harley around the corner. You can tell it's a Harley because he's got no helmet and no protective gear. Helmets are for people with brains to protect. But at any rate, there was a Harley that ran into a pedestrian last night and killed him. Well, I don't know if it killed him or not. I'll take that back. I just heard it on the news today. That's rather ironic. You never hear of that. But a Harley, that's why I guess they call them a hog, because they're about 900 pounds.
Yeah, you can kill someone with them. I've heard of it happening before. Years ago when I lived down in Charleston, somebody got had a Harley hit them, and it left them with in the hospital, and eventually they passed away. But he got hit by a Harley, and it did some damage on him. And I had a lady pull out in front of me and stop. And she was across the lanes, not in the lane. So anyway, had to run out here and pick up some money from ATM where I get my account, because we finally found someone to come out and cut a table that we have. It's one that Elaine's first husband built, and it's about 15-something feet long. It's really too long, and it's made out of a 3-inch block of wood, and it's cherry. And we've been looking for somebody who could cut it down, cut it off so it's one end, we can make a shorter dining room table, and then with the rest of it, we could create an end table to go in next to my, where I sit in the house. So he's coming out this afternoon, says he'll do it all right there, and he'll probably have to take the small piece with him somewhere to see if he can find a piece of wood that he could put on it that we could take and use some stain on it to make it look like the cherry. Anyway, I'll be back in a minute. I've got here where I got to go, and I got to run in here. I'll talk to you in a minute. N0TI, W2T.
Okay, Rusty, we're not too far from home, but there's a load of traffic here, so it'll take a little bit. N0TR.